And back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck, Deborah Whittle with you on the Mighty 690 as we're joined in studio by the Special Events and Aquatics Coordinator from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission's Jamie Grant. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, good to have you. Yeah, we haven't spoken in a few weeks, so I hope everything's looking up and up, a little better, obviously. It's going.
We had a little break for a little bit, but we're getting ready to jump into fall sports.
Awesome. So. Well, sweet. Well, we are here, yes, of course, to discuss the current programs and other activities offered to the community as, summertime wrapping up, so that means fall time is going on. So, Jamie, let's hear about a couple of these upcoming events, as well as it looks like you've got I love that rainout.com thing. We'll get to that here in a minute, but yeah. I think that's one of the cooler availabilities of down here. So let's hear about some of these upcoming events here.
Okay, we've got a new event we're offering that's going to actually be this Saturday. It's called Touch a Truck. And we've asked different places from around town to bring in their vehicles or any kind of working stuff that they have. The public works for the city, electric department, of course, the police and fire, sheriffs are going to be there, Mueller Construction, Taylor Crane, and National Guard. And they're all going to bring some kind of truck, or I know Mueller's bringing a dump truck and then something that I had no clue what was. But she sent me a picture and I'm like, oh, the kids will love it. But it's free event, so be fun.
And that will be, where is that going to be?
We are going to move it over to like where the carnival was set up for the fair, in the gravel parking lot by the playground. Okay. On this Saturday at 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay. You know, and I think they did last year kind of a similar thing at Community Elementary.
Yes. Yep.
And, I mean, it was wildly popular.
Yeah,
kids loved... you know, was it Wheels to the Future, Drive to the Future, you know, whatever.
Whatever the name may have been, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just, kids.
Well, we were talking about Tonka trucks. Collection.
I mean, kids love trucks.
From somewhere, and to see it on the full scale level is really neat. I remember a couple of field trips that we just randomly took where you got to see some farm tractors and some bigger trucks and some construction tractors, and then obviously, you know, other emergency vehicles as well, like a fire truck, a police squad car, whichever, you know, it is really neat, and it kind of opens their eyes to like, hey, maybe this might be something, you know?
Yep. And I was talking to the counselor at CES yesterday, and she was telling me about theirs that they did and that she had contact for a helicopter. So I said, well, if we do it next year, I'm so want a helicopter. But we're excited about it. Like I said, it's a Saturday, 9 to 12, over there at the parking lot where the carnival was. It's free event, but we will take donations if somebody would like to give any for the CRC scholarship program. And that just helps pay if somebody can't afford the $15 registration fee, it pays half. And then also, if you want to bring a non-perishable food item, we'll donate all those to our local Salvation Army.
Great.
So a great way to spend some time with the kids, see some cool stuff, because you know, dads also like to look at big trucks.
I'm not shying away from it.
Sam will be showing up with his little girl Amberly, who's maybe taller than he is.
Not quite.
Pretty close. But they'll be over there. So. You know, it's a great way to spend time with your kids, with your family, significant other. Just see some great stuff and help the community, too, whether you give to the scholarship or bring some food items.
Yeah. And it's also, I hear it's supposed to be a nice day, so we could even take advantage of playing in the park. Just have a family day out in the park afterwards.
Nothing wrong with that. So cool. That's Touch a Truck. So what are a couple? It looks like you got some sports starting up here for the fall time as
well.
Well,
we've got tumbling.
Okay.
It's always a big popular one, especially for the little, because we don't offer too many things for those two-year-olds. So we have the Tiny Tots tumbling is 2 to 4, and then the beginning and intermediate tumbling is for ages 5 to 12. And they will begin on September 11th, with the deadline is September 7th.
You know, those tots, they roll well.
You had to, didn't you?
Well, they do. They just
keep going.
They do. They love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I never took tumbling, but I did, just the amount of energy I had as a kid, it was natural. It was a natural activity I did. Just movement, rolling, whichever.
Once you learn a somersault or a forward roll or a backward roll, I mean, you will do dozens of those.
Yes, how many can
you...
I do in a row at this point? I'm going to challenge myself.
My four-year-old taught himself cartwheels, so we do cartwheels everywhere. Walmart, the hospital the other day, we were doing cartwheels. Cartwheels everywhere. But
well, eventually he'll learn to walk on his hands, and then you'll have that to look forward to everywhere.
But you can sign up for those online or at the office. Either way, like I said, the deadline for that is September 7th.
Cool.
And we do have our fall sports getting ready to start off. We have soccer, football, youth volleyball, and then cheerleading for the football. But we can't leave out our adults, of course. We did bring back, Shelley brought back the adult men's softball league. So that's getting ready to start up. We got enough teams to have that. So we will be beginning that soon. But then after that, we'll have adult flag football. So if you're not a softball person, come and join the adult flag football. You just get your team together and see, it's $180 for a team with a $50 deposit that's due by September 14th. And all games are played on Thursday evenings, starting October 4th.
Where do you guys play the games at?
They play the flag football at Sherwin Williams, across there from the elementary school on the big soccer field.
Okay, yeah, nice little green belt right there.
Yeah, and of course they ask that no high school football players or CCC red shirts.
No ringers.
No, can't go out and get none of those.
No scouting the ringers.
Yeah, but they can be for ages 18 and over. So you can still get some youngins to do all the running.
Yeah,
that would be
right.
My goal.
Get them on the edge and have
get all
them
the
run.
Young kids to run.
I'm going to stand here and pass the ball.
I'll just throw it to you.
There you go. And I might try and drag a flag down here and there if you pass by me, but
I only run when I'm being chased.
I run from home to second. That's as much as I got right there. So
yeah, I'm not much of a runner anymore. Never really was, but really not now.
Yeah, it's just another excuse. So, because like you said, a softball league is so much fun. It's very laid back. And if it's not really your thing, then this is just another good way to be physical. And I have a lot of fun with other community members as well. So
yeah, make hang out with your friends. Maybe make some new friends, too.
Certainly.
Yep. And if you're looking for more of an exercise thing, we do offer Zumba still. It is super fun.
What are you pointing at me for,
dance.
Huh? I'm not a Zumba guy. Oh, that's what you do is you dance. I thought you were pointing at me like I do Zumba. It's like, Zumba
guy.
Come
try it.
You can do it, John Travolta. Come on now.
You see, I hardly dance as it is, and then trying to exercise while dancing. Well, I get enough exercise out of trying to dance, and I just end up making a fool of myself. So I do my own form of Zumba, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, most of my exercise comes jumping to conclusions, so.
But our Zumba classes are on Monday and Wednesdays at 6 to 7, and it's $6 a class, and you just pay as you go, so you're not committed to a whole month. Some people do want to pay for the whole month just so they do have that little push to make them get there. But it's totally up to you. Like I said, it's fun. Angie does a great job, our instructor. She kind of tricks you into thinking that you're just there for a dance party, but really you can't really walk the next day.
Yeah, I like the availability of the option too, because I remember when I was living in Garden City, we were part of the YMCA, and it was just, you know, why get a month if we can do it, or why get 6 months if we can just do it month to month? But it really pushed us to go in there when we bought the 3 month. It was like, okay, now we really got to go at this point. Helped us get in there, regardless if it was just me shooting hoops or actually getting down and working out or being a part of the class, whichever. But so you're right, it does kind of push you, but at the same time, I like the option to that you're not kind of stuck in a contract. Yeah.
Especially summertime, because it's so crazy with everybody's kids being extra busy and vacation times. Yep. And so
because it always slows down when school starts, right, Jamie?
We kind of go in and out and what their kids are in. I learned that quick with the four-year-old. We jumped from basketball to soccer to baseball. I'm like, we need a break.
Yeah.
I was tired. Plus all our other stuff that we do. So keeps us busy. But if you're looking for more of something like an indoor pool, we do take care of the high school indoor pool, which it just recently opened back up. And we offer lap swim and a water aerobics class. Our lap swims are, we have one in the morning from 6 to 7 on Tuesday through Fridays. And then our evening time is Monday through Thursday, and it's at 7:15 to 8:15. It's $25 for the month. And we do offer family rates, too, because I have a few families that take advantage of that. And they'll come in and swim as a family. And with the lap swim, no one's there telling you, you need to swim this many laps, or you need to do this, or you need that. It's all on your own. So you don't necessarily have to swim laps. We have people that just walk back and forth. It's really good for people that's just had a knee surgery, or I have a lady now that just had a back surgery, and she comes in and just kind of walks around in the water.
Well, and your body almost doesn't really realize how much energy it is exerting underneath the water. And then, like you said, with injury, it's stable. It doesn't have a whole lot of movement. So people
You're not going to fall down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People are going through the rehabilitation process. It's really useful. I've tried the bicycle underwater. That was so difficult. Oh, my God.
Oh, I loved it. After my car wreck, I was prescribed water therapy and used a therapy pool, and they had a treadmill and a bike, you know, that you could switch back and forth between. And then just, you know, it felt so good to me, even just walking in that pool, because I was able to walk normally without a limp.
Yeah, on your own power, too. You know, you're not having something helping you.
Yeah, and, you know, you do build up a lot of strength and flexibility that you've lost due to a surgery or injury.
Yeah.
And if you are looking for more of a instructor, like a structure class with an instructor, we do offer the water aerobics. Rebecca Swaney is our instructor, and she does a great job. They have class on Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7.
And A.M.?
P.M.
Okay.
P.M. That one's at night.
A little early.
You can do the morning lap swims from 6 to 7. And we do have a few. I have about five faithfuls that come every morning. But the water aerobics is in the evening at 6 to 7. And it's also $25 for the month.
Cool.
Well, pretty affordable.
And we do pool rentals, too, for birthday parties. Actually, the high school's FFA, they just rented the pool and had a back-to-school bash for their FFA kids.
Sweet.
So we
And you guys do other rentals as well, don't you?
We do building rentals. You can rent our whole building. You can rent just the gym, either one of the rooms, the fields. We rent the fields, the softball fields. If you like to have the lights and chalked up and everything, we can rent those.
Oh, wow.
Or if you do just want to just have a practice with no lights and that's no cost. You just call and make sure that your name's on there. And that way, if somebody's on there, you can say, hey, I've got this reserved. This is mine.
This is mine for the day.
So it is always good to call if you do want to plan on a practice. It's not so busy right now, but in the summertime, it does get kind of crazy with all the different traveling teams and people wanting to get that extra practice in.
Yeah, and who knows if there's maybe a game or a tournament coming up. I remember so many times my dad and I may have been a little intentional sometimes, but screwed up the chalk where we shouldn't have sometimes. Yeah. So just trying to get a couple ground balls in. Always safe to call. Always safe to call.
And they just call Christine at the office. Her extension's 12.
Okay.
And she can let you know if that's available. And then finally, our rainedout.com, which is great. If it's not only just for rainout, but it is handy in the summer because you get that text right after. So if you go to rainedout.com and search Coffeyville Recreation Commission and just follow the steps. And you can sign up and put in your cell phone number. You can put in an email address, and it will shoot you a email or both. Like, I get both on mine, but let you know anytime there's a sign up coming up, any deadlines coming up, any cancellations, anything that we're doing at the office.
Yeah, I like that as well. And then obviously the weather aspect of it as well, because my dad was always the coach or had something to do with it, so we always had to be there. And to have those weather updates and to be kind of ahead of it gives you an idea, so you don't have to drive sometimes potentially a few hours just to learn that, it's rained out tonight.
Yeah, try to get into that information line where everybody's trying to call that same number.
Yeah, keeps you in the loop of everything happening at CRC, too.
Well,
that's neat.
And, you know, especially with the deadlines for sign-ups, you know, because parents do get busy, and you've got three or four kids and five or six different activities, and... You know, it's you'll lose track.
Yeah.
So to get that reminder where you're like, okay, Yeah, today's the day I've got to go get these kids signed up so I can get rid of them for 2 hours a week.
Yeah, we get a lot of those. They'll come in and say, oh, thanks for that text. I totally forgot. And they'll come running in and get in before a deadline.
All right. Special events and aquatics coordinator Jamie Grant with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Thanks for squeezing some time in on a Thursday.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.